is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
And for the next hour, Lila is here to do heart wall healing. She'll explain what that is. 415, I see you. You're first in line. Stand by. Lila, welcome back.
Yeah, hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for doing this and my ability to be here. I'm just thrilled. Heart walls are something that we create over time because we get traumatized. And there are times when it's not appropriate to release the energy, so it gets trapped in our bodies. And many times that wall gets built around our heart. So if you've had, you know, if you were injured by someone you love when you were a child, or you had a crush, you know, you had a lover or someone you really loved in high school, and, you know, that fell apart. All of these things, you know, just start building this wall. And in fact, most heart walls are started by inherited trapped emotions. So you already come in with the foundation of it. It's a wonderful thing to be able to release this. It helps people connect to themselves and those around them. It improves relationships. It improves abundance. There's a lot of things that a heart wall release can do.
All right. Well, explain what you're doing as you're doing it and get ready. Here we go. First caller is 415. You're first in line and you're now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Ann from New Mexico.
Hi,
Ann. Hi, Ann. How are you today?
Good. I've had this done once before, a couple years ago, so I'm a little bit familiar with it. So I'd like to go with it.
Okay. Well, one thing I do need to know possibly will be your age. And I'll explain why in a minute.
Sure. 55.
65 or 55?
55.
55. Okay, great. Yeah, the reason I might need to know is because when I find a trapped emotion, I might need to know when it was trapped or what it was associated with. So having your age up front makes it really easy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to measure your heart wall. Well, first of all, before that, I'm going to set the intention and I'm going to connect to you. I say a little, I set an intention to be a clear channel and to have everything that comes up to be for your highest good and anyone else who might be associated. And then I ask guides, whoever they are, you know, your guides, my guides, come in and help us with this. So I'm setting the intention. Okay, my name is Anne. I'm connected. So let's first of all see, is there a heart wall present? And there is. Oh, by the way, I'm using muscle testing to do this. So there's a heart wall. I'm going to find out how thick it is. And that gives us a guide as to how, since this heart walls are typically multiple sessions, this gives us a guide as to how quickly we're progressing. So your heart wall, let's see, is it more than 100? Okay, so it's more than 500 feet. Now, don't be alarmed at the numbers. Every practitioner has a different way of measuring. Some people do inches. Some people do miles. I don't know how you do that, but I do feet. It ends up being like 100. So above 500, between 5 and 600 is actually quite average. So let's see. Is above 80, above 577. Yep. Okay, 577. And we'll measure it at the end to see how much was released. All right, so is there a heart wall emotion we could release now? And I have this chart in front of me with two columns and six rows, and each cell has five emotions in it. I'm explaining this for everybody who doesn't know, right? And you already know this. And so what I'm going to do is find the cell and go through the five emotions and release the one I find. So the first one is column A, B. Okay, so is it, okay, the first emotion is heartache. And I'm going to ask, is there anything we need to know about this? I get a no. And that's where your age would become important. So what I'm doing now is I'm taking a magnet and swiping it over my head. I am using the governing meridian to release it. So I have this intention to release the emotion. At the same time, I'm using a magnet over a portion of the governing meridian. So for me to do it on myself, I do it over my head. If you were here in person, I could swipe it down your back. So now I test, has the emotion been released? I get a yes. And I'll ask, is there another heartwell emotion we can release now? And yep, I get yes. Okay, the next one I get is anxiety. And by the way, I'm keeping track of this. I'm writing it. I'm typing it out. So if you want a list of what was released, I can email it to you. You can contact me through my website, and I'll gladly share with you what was done here today. So there's nothing we need to know. So I'm going to release anxiety. Okay, that's released. And I'll ask, is there another heartwarming emotion we can release? Yep. This one is grief. There's nothing we need to know. Oops, I'm going to release grief. Okay. So that's released. Is there another heartwell emotion? Yep. This is A, B. Okay. Okay, I'm getting depression. And I'm going to release depression. Now, are you feeling anything, Anne, or is this resonating with you, the emotions I'm finding?
Yeah, definitely. They're all resonating.
Okay. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Yeah. Is it called A? Okay, I'm getting abandonment. Nothing we need to know, so I'm going to release abandonment. All right. That's released. And there's another one, betrayal. Nothing we need to know, so I'm going to release betrayal. Okay, is there another heartwell emotion? Yep. Okay, I get unworthy. Nothing we need to know with that one. What I find is that it needing to know something, it's like the first few emotions, the first part of the session, it's like your subconscious is ready to let it all go. It doesn't need anything shown, you know, it's like, let's clear this already. Okay, the next one is fear. And I'm feeling these go. I recently started, 6 months ago perhaps, a little more, I started feeling the energy in my body. And that was interesting. But I've heard that happens. As you work, do energy work, you start feeling more. The next one is insecurity. Right. Another heartwell emotion. Is it getting anger? There's nothing we need to know there. Okay, is there another heartwell emotion? Is it column A, B? Okay, I guess self-abuse. Releasing that one, and that's released. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Okay, I get no. Your body, your subconscious says that's enough. But that's a good number of emotions.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a little while for your body to process this out. You know, 2 to 4 days is what I find. And you might feel, echoes of these emotions. So, you know, if you suddenly start getting angry for no reason or feeling anxiety and you don't know why,
right.
just understand that that's the emotion we release and it's on its way out. So just say, thank you for being here. Because all of these emotions, they played a role in protecting you in your
right.
life. And so they're not bad emotions. They're just no longer needed. So you thank them and send them off with love. So let's see now how thick your heart wall is. It should have gone down quite a bit, I'm thinking. So mm-hmm. is it less than 550? Yep. 500? 500? No, not less than 450. So is it less than 60, 55. So 459. Okay.
That's
quite exactly. a drop. Wow. Wow. Yeah, and what will happen is, well, I mean, if you were to do a session with me next week, you will have processed. It will have shrunk on its own, maybe down
right.
to 400 or something like that. And if you
okay.
tune in and call in next week, or not next week, next month, and
okay.
do a session on the air, you can do that too. You know, it will have gone down probably quite a bit on its own. So there you go.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you notice anything shift energetically by any chance?
Well, actually, more so like it came up, you know, like anxiety. I remembered what I'm anxious about. So it
okay.
kind of both, like feeling it and releasing it pretty quickly, like you said.
Excellent.
They all came up. And, you know, my
nice.
Dad passed pretty recently, so then that's mm. been a lot of that. So,
yeah,
definitely I am feeling it and letting it go.
Okay. Well, very good. And if you want a list of what we did here, you can contact me at info@wholeheartalchemy.net, and I will reply. All right?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. You're welcome. Take care.
Okay. You too.
All right.
Yep.
Keep
Bye-bye.
In touch. Let us know how it goes, and definitely call back in next time. Let's go to, see, all ones, you're in the wings. 309,
mm-hmm.
we're coming to you next. 309, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? 309.
Julie.
Julie.
Yeah, I've talked to you before from Illinois.
Okay. Julie, 60-year-old, and we left your heart wall at 247 feet, right?
Right.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so let's see where your heart wall is today. Hold on, let me disconnect from Anne. That's actually really, really important. In the beginning, you have to really remember to do that, and eventually it automatically happens, but I don't typically do so many people at once, so. Yeah, so let me set the intention here. And then I'm going to connect to Julie. I am connected. So is there a heart wall present? All right. Is it less than 247? Is it less than 200? Yeah. Was it less than 150? Ooh, yeah. That's cool. Is it less than 100? No. So it's less than 150, 140. Ah, okay. 45, so 148 feet. Amazing. But then again, it has been a month, right?
Right.
Okay. It's somewhere. I have your note about when it started, so I'll scroll down and look for that in a bit. Okay, so is there a heart wall emotion that we can release now? Yep. Okay, is it, I call it, Agro, 1-3. Okay, I get discouragement. There's nothing we need to know there. I'm going to release discouragement. Okay, another one I get is despair. Okay, releasing despair. Okay, the next one, is it? You. okay, this is interesting. I am getting that the next one is probably inherited. Is it inherited? Yep. These are fun. I like releasing inherited trapped emotions because this blesses everybody. This is really more of a collective emotion that's stuck in the collective, the energy. So is it in 3B? It's still in 3B. Okay, is it confused? All right, this is grief. So let's see, who did this come through? Your mother? All right, so this came through your mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Let's see how far back it goes. 5, 10. So it's not beyond 10. So is it 5, 6, 7 generations? First one to experience this, was it male, female? All right. So this came from a great-great-great-plus grandmother 7 generations ago. Is there anything we need to know? Nope. All right, what I'm going to do is release grief for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. And I'm swiping the magnet 10 times instead of 3.
Okay.
That's just how it works. I'm not quite sure how they figured it out, but I guess they swiped until the emotion was released. So, okay, so has that been released? Yeah, cool. So this not only releases the emotion of grief between you and the ancestress, you know, 7 generations back, but all of her offspring. So let's say she had 5 children, and each one of them had, you know, children and so on and so forth. All of these people, dead, past or present, you know, alive or not, have been released of this emotion. And what I've heard, Dr. Bradley Nelson spoke of this, is that when he's done seminars, live seminars, he's had a couple of times people who can see spirits, who can see the energies of people who have passed. And he's been told that the souls of these people, these beings, are surrounding that descendant, waiting for this emotion to be gone. It's like such an amazing gift that we can give our ancestors and, of course, ourselves and our children.
That's
awesome.
It's
really a profound thing. So let's see. Is there another heartwell emotion? Yep. I'm getting shock. Nothing we need to know there. I'm going to release shock. Okay, next one is unworthy. Okay, releasing unworthy. Okay, next one is bitterness. Okay, releasing bitterness. Is there another emotional energy? Yep. Another heartwarming emotion. Is it column A, B, 2? Okay. Lack of control. Are you releasing lack of control? Is there another heartwarming emotion? Okay, low self-esteem. Going to release low self-esteem, and there's nothing we need to know. Okay, next one. Self-abuse. Boy, don't we all do that? Beat ourselves up.
Oh, for sure.
It's time we learned how to love ourselves, right? Remember, our bodies believe everything we think. Next one is vulnerability. Release vulnerability. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Yep. Okay. I'm getting overwhelmed. Okay. Releasing overwhelm. Okay. Next one is rejection. associated, another emotional energy we can release. Yep. Is it column A, B, odd, about 1, 3, 5. Creative insecurity.
Did you say creative insecurity?
Yeah, creative insecurity. This is basically insecurity around creating stuff, anything. If you're, even
oh,
if you're in
that
business,
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I'm an artist, and I'm very insecure about trying to do art for anybody because I'm afraid they're not going to like it.
Okay. Yeah, this applies to obviously to artists, but just anyone. And actually, we're all creators, right? Regardless
right.
of what field you're in, we're all in that process. So, yeah, it's it definitely
right.
blocks
I'm sure.
your ability to do stuff. Yep. Yeah. Is there another heartful emotion? Yeah. Okay. And column A, B. Okay, I get stubbornness. All right, releasing stubbornness. Is there another heartwell emotion? Nope, I get that was the last one today. So let's see what we get. All right, so is it less than 140? Is it less than 100? Less than 50? Not quite. Seventy, but just like 80 or 81. Is it below 85? Yeah. Okay, it's 81 feet. Amazing.
Yes.
All right. So one more session would do it. So you
and
call back
today,
next month.
Today I feel like I'm feeling my vibration more.
Oh wow, that's amazing. That's terrific. I'm glad to hear it.
Me too.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing what releasing the heart wall can do. For me, it was a very profound experience, and you know, I know for others it's been. I've heard stories from not my clients, but other people where there was one woman who decided she would never ever have a lover. She was really, really, really hurt, and I think it was Dr. Bradley Nelson who released her heart wall. This is probably in one of the books where I read it. And he released her heart wall, and she discovered that a high school sweetheart was living in her neighborhood, and they connected again, and then they got engaged and married. So I'm like, okay.
That's awesome.
I know. It's great. All right, Julie. Well, good to hear from you, and maybe I'll hear from you next month, right?
Yes. Thanks, Lila.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, keep in touch. Call back in. One of the all ones is now next. All ones, one of
okay.
you is now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
This is Opulence. I'm calling in from a kind of noisy place, but I'm going to move away from there.
Hi, Opulence.
Hi,
how are you? I'm going to see
Hi,
if I can find. Yeah. We did, didn't we? I can't find it.
We
didn't
did,
we work
though.
On you?
Yes,
yeah, I know. I'm looking to see where your heart wall was, but I can't find that information. Oh, dear. Okay, well, we'll just go with it. I thought I had it. Okay,
you
so I don't remember how. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You got it somewhere. Somewhere.
Somewhere, but not on the page I'm looking at. So, okay, how old are you? I don't remember that.
I don't think I told you that. I will be 75 in a week or so.
Ah, okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to set the intention and connect. By the way, I love your name. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Thank you.
So let's see. Is there a heart wall present? Yeah. Is it... Okay, so it's above 300 feet, 350, but it's not a 4, so is it above 95, 90, Oh, it's 390. Okay. By any chance, do you remember what it was when we finished last time, or is that just...
Nope.
Okay.
I remember that. There was de-escalation.
Yeah, there would be. Okay. All right. So let's see. Is there a heartwarming emotion we can release today? Yeah. All right. So is this... Getting anger is the first one. Nothing we need to know. So I'm going to release anger. Okay, that's gone. I felt that one go. Next one is guilt. Releasing guilt. Wow. Next one is hopelessness. Oops. There's nothing we need to know, so I'm going to release hopelessness. Next one is despair. Releasing despair. Another heartwarming emotion, yep. pardon me. I get effort unreceived. There's nothing we need to know, so I'm going to release that. Okay. Wow. Another heartwarming emotion? Yep. I get indecisiveness. Gotta release that. Now I get unsupported. Releasing unsupported. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Yep. There's a column A. B. I get frustration. So are these resonating with you?
Yes, mostly.
Okay. Well, keep in mind some emotions you may have felt so long ago, and if you've changed yourself, been working on yourself, you won't remember feeling them, but they're still in your body. So there's like, for me, unworthiness was a huge deal, but I don't really remember, but I know I've released a lot of it. It's really interesting how this works. Let's see, is there another? Yep. Okay, I get longing. Releasing longing. Okay, is there another heartwarming emotion? Audra, 1, 3. Get crying, releasing crying. Now I get sadness. Another heartwarming emotion. I get no. Okay, so we're going to stop there. Still a lot of emotions were released, and let's see where the heartwell is. Is it less than 390? 50? Less than 330? 25? Okay, 322. Good number. So that's where your heartwell is right now. And I have it written down. So if you call again, I'll know.
I might remember, too, because of that particular number, 322, 333. That's a good number. Now,
yep.
In the meantime, and you were also saying how it, even though you release it, it stays in your body.
It doesn't stay, but it processes out. So you may end up feeling one or two of these emotions on their way out. You know, you might feel, let's see, very sad suddenly, and you won't know why. There won't be a cause for it. So that's just the emotion leaving your body. So just bless it, thank it, and let it go. You don't have to react to it. You also may feel tired. I mean, there's actually, you know, I'll have clients fall asleep on me in the middle of the session because they're processing energy. Or people yawn, or people also feel, you know, you might feel chills or warm flushes. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that our bodies process the release of energy. And it'll take a couple of days for this to go. Yep.
Okay.
Any other questions? Yeah.
I don't think so. It's good to be letting go more and more and more.
Oh, you bet. This is wonderful.
Thank you
so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Opulence. Keep in touch. Let's see where we're going. Another All Ones is next. And I'm going to have to refresh the board. Things are going a little wonky on the board, but we're getting through it. All Ones, another All Ones. You're now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello. All Ones, you're now live. Let me just refresh that again. Okay, you've been unmuted again. Hello. Who's there? All right. The board is officially weird. Refreshing. I'll have to do some work here. Do I still have you, Lila?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay, good. Well, that helps, doesn't it? Let's go to email. Let's see what we've got in email here. Stand by. Okay. We've got a Diane in Connecticut who would like a clearing.
All right. So Diane in Connecticut, thank you for emailing us. So what I'm going to do is set the intention and connect. Okay, my name is Diane. I am connected. Is there a heart wall present? Yep. You know, you might have had a Diane before. Oh, we had a Denise. Okay. Anyway, so there's a heart wall present. Let's see how thick it is. Is it more than? All right, so it's probably going to be in the high 700s. Let's see. So, okay, 793. All right, 793. Okay. Again, that's within the average that I find of heart walls. And depending on how well a person's working on themselves, because some people really are dedicated to healing and all that, I've had heart walls, you know, disappear relatively quickly. So it pays to meditate, you know, and pay attention, be aware of what you're doing. All right, so is there a heart wall emotion we can release now? Is it in column A, B? Okay. All right, I'm getting grief. Going to release grief. All right, grief has been released. Okay, I'm getting abandonment. Releasing abandonment. Is there another heart wall emotion? Yep. I get heartache. Releasing heartache. Is there another heart wall emotion? Rejection. Okay, releasing rejection. Okay, I'm getting, let's see, next heart wall emotion. Yep. Unworthy. releasing unworthy. Okay, next one is okay, I'm getting frustration. Nothing we need to know about that. I'm going to release frustration. Next one is resentment. Nope. Okay. Guilt. Okay. It's guilt, not resentment. I don't know. Sometimes I get the name of the word. And okay, next one is a column A. 2, 4. Anger. Okay. These are all liver and gallbladder emotions, actually. Frustration, guilt, anger. Okay. Taken for granted. Nothing we need to know, but at least taken for granted. All right. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Yep. Fear. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release fear. Oh, I feel that one go. Okay, is there another heartwarming emotion? Okay, conflict. Unsupported. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release unsupported. Next one is shame. Going to release shame, and there's nothing we need to know on that. Is there another heartwarming emotion? I get no. Your subconscious is saying, enough. It's time for me to process all of this energy. So let's see what the thickness of the heart wall is. Is it less than 750? Yep. Less than 700? Wow. Less than, all right, 695, 67, 697. That's still, oh, that's a lot. That's 100 feet almost. Okay. Well, Diane, if you want a list of the emotions released, you can contact me at info@wholeheartalchemy.net, and I will email the list to you. And if you have any feedback, you want to let me know if you felt anything, any energy or any kind of response, or if the emotions resonated or did not, you can also send me an email and let me know that. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, and if you're having trouble connecting to the board, just keep redialing 646-595-4274, 646-595. 4274. Irene in Toronto is next asking for a clearing.
Oh, great. Hi, Irene. Is she on the air or is it email?
Yeah, that's email.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So, Irene, I can put down Toronto, huh? Awesome. Okay. So, I'm going to set the intention here. And connect to Irene. All right. So, Irene, let's see what your heart wall thickness is. Is it? Okay. Is it more than 750? Nope. 7. Okay. So, is it more than 705? So, nope. 700, 701, 702 feet. Okay. So, is there a heart wall emotion we can release now? Yep. We get vulnerability. All right, releasing vulnerability. Is there another heart wall emotion? Yeah. Is it column A? effort unreceived. Okay, releasing effort unreceived. Next one is lack of control. Now I'm going to release lack of control, and there is nothing we need to know about that. All right, another heart wall emotion we can release. Yep. I get taken for granted. Nothing we need to know about that. So I'm going to release taken for granted. And that is released. So another heart wall emotion. Column A. 1-3. Rejection. I'm going to release rejection. Another heart wall emotion. Yep. Column A. Effort. Okay. Heartache. Nothing we need to know there. I'm going to release heartache. Is there another heart wall emotion? Yep. Is it in column A, B, odd row? 1-3-5. I get terror. That's a pretty heavy duty emotion. I'm going to release terror. Is there another heart wall emotion we can release? Yep, and column A. 1-3-5. Dread. Nothing we need to know about that. I'm going to release dread. Okay, another heart wall emotion. Yep, column A. Okay, this is all kidney and bladder. The terror and the dread, and the next one is blaming. I'm going to release blaming. Is there another heart wall emotion? Yep. A. All right, now we get fear. All right, releasing fear. Another heart wall emotion to release. Yep. Column A. 2-4-6. Now I get humiliation. Releasing humiliation. Okay. Is there another heart wall emotion? Yep. Column A. B. Confusion. Defensive. Self-abuse. Nothing we need to know there. Okay, releasing self-abuse. All right, is there another heart wall emotion? Yeah, wow. Letting it go, right? I love it. Column A, B, 2-4. Frustration. There's nothing we need to know from that one, so we release frustration. Okay, is there another heart wall emotion we can release now? I get no. All right, there's an awful lot of energy that was released. So, let's see here. It's less than 700. It's got to be less than 630. So, let's see, 625. So, 6212. 622, another great number. I love numbers. And I hope 622 means something to you, Irene. So there you go. Wow. Again, if you have any questions or want to have the list of emotions that I released, I can send me an email at info@wholeheartalchemy.net, and I will send this on to you. And if you want to give me any feedback, like if you notice any energy flowing or have any questions about the processing, you can contact me that way as well. Thank you so much, Irene. Take care.
All right. Let's see if the lines are working again. Let's go to 630. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm calling in from Wisconsin.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, I didn't catch your first name.
It's Dion. My mom named me after Dion Warwick.
Oh, okay, Dion. I love it. Okay. It was just you had a little noise there. How old are you, Dion? 49. 49, cool. All right. Well, we could be neighbors. I'm in northern part of Chicagoland area.
I grew up in Chicago on the south side.
Oh, okay. So we're sort of neighbors in that way, too.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So what I'm going to do is set the intention and connect. All right. So I've connected.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. My name is now Dion, just for a short while. and I'm going to ask, is there a Heartwell present? Yeah, there is. So let's see. How thick is it? More than? All right, more than 900, 950. More than 910, 11, 12. Okay, 912 feet. And let's see, is there a Heartwell emotion we can release now? Yep. All right, so this is in column A. 3. First thing I get is grief. So I'm going to release grief. Okay, is there another Heartwell emotion? Yep, column A. 1, 3. Let me ask, is this an inherited trapped emotion? Okay, because I didn't get any answers, right? So this is inherited, which is great. Wow. All right. So let's see. Is it in A3A? No, it's not in that cell. All right. So it's inherited emotion. Column A. Row 1, 3, 5. Ooh, inherited terror. Okay. This is going to be a huge blessing. Oh, I can already feel that. So who did this come through? Your mother? Your father. Did this come through his mother? Did this come through her mother? Her father. So this came through your father, grandmother, great-grandfather, generations. More than five. Wow, more than 45 generations. 45, 6, 7. 47 generations. That's quite old. What I'm going to do quickly is calculate what that is, because I don't typically get 47 generations, but this is actually obviously significant. So that is 1,316 years. So minus. Okay, so that would be the year 707 AD, give or take 50 to 100 years on either side of that. So this is quite old.
Well, my dad was abandoned by his family, and I was abandoned by my family.
Wow. Okay. So this has been echoing in your family for a while. Okay. Is there anything we need to know? Oh, first one to experience this. That's what we need. So, okay, this came from a very great grandmother 47 generations ago. So, I'm going to release terror for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. And I'm swiping 10 times because we've got it's old energy. Whoops. Okay. So as I said before, the really, really cool thing about inherited trapped emotions is that this blesses everybody, you know, in your family going back. And at this distance, it's potentially thousands of people. So it's truly an amazing gift. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. So the next emotion I'm getting, it's not inherited, it is anxiety. And I'm going to release anxiety. Mm. Next one is helplessness. Releasing helplessness. Okay, another heart well emotion, yeah. I get hopelessness. All right, another heart well emotion. A. Okay, well, the abandonment you mentioned has come up. And that's released. Next one is betrayal.
You're very accurate, by the way.
Oh, thank you. At some point I reached a place where I knew I was right. And, you know, I don't know when that happened, but yeah, thank you for confirming that. I appreciate it. Okay, the next one again is forlorn. And these are all hard emotions. So let's see what we're getting here. The next one is love unreceived. Okay, the next one is heartache. Wow. Next one is insecurity. Is there a heartwarming emotion? Yeah. Okay, vulnerability. Next one is unsupported. Nothing we need to know when release unsupported. And is there another heartwarming emotion? Isn't column A? I get self-abuse. There's nothing we need to know there. We're going to release self-abuse. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Wow, I was waiting for the end because it kept coming. But that's good. You're ready to let this stuff go. Amazing. All right, so let's see. It was 912, so it's got to be less than 900. 850. Less than 800? No. 8. Okay, so less than 810. Okay, 807 feet. So you hit it. You released more than 100 feet in one session. That's phenomenal. Wow. Did you notice anything? Any energy shift?
Right when you first started, I did a big exhale. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It was
yeah.
Huge. I did. I suffered a lot of trauma, so it's only so much I can do, you know, with the affirmations. And
right.
So thank you for helping me.
Oh, you're so welcome, Deanne. I appreciate your calling in.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Take care.
Thank you.
You too. Take care, please.
All right. Thanks for calling in. To the other callers, we are right at the tippy top of the hour, but we're open lines again. Conscious Parenting at 3 p.m. Pacific. It's kind of a discussion show, very cool stuff. And at 4 p.m. Pacific today is Julie, and she's doing mediumship and intuitive reading. So you can call back then. All right, we've got about 2 minutes max, Lila, for some shameless self-promotion.
Oh, yeah. So if you're interested in learning more or want to set up a session, you can go to my website, wholeheartalchemy.net. There's a free 15-minute chat, and I do have coupon codes for News for the Soul listeners. So you can get a 10% discount off of any service, and that's NFTS10, that's 10%. And then there's 10% off of all packages. So there's two packages up there. And that one is NFTSHW for Heartwall and 10. So, yeah, give me a call. Contact me through the website, and maybe I can help you clear some of your emotional baggage that you've been dragging around for years, right? We all need something like that.
Yep. We do indeed. Lila's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Great stuff today, Lila. We'll see you next month.
Thank you. Yeah, see you later. Bye-bye. Thanks, Nicole.
All right. So 3 p.m. Pacific, Conscious Parenting, 4 p.m., Intuitive Readings and Mediumship with Julie. We'll see you there. And we're resetting right now.